The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter number 12, text number 33, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on May 12th, 2008, in Kaliningrad, Russia.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter number 12, text number 33.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Iti vyavasitam vyavasitam tasya vyavasaya sura uttamau darshayam Asatu Devim Pura Yanena Gachatim. Iti Vyavastitam Tasya Vyavasaya Surottamau
Vyavasaya Surottamau
Darshayamasutur Devim
Darshayamasutur Devim
Puroyane Nagachchitim
Puroyane Nagachchitim
Iti Vyavasitam Tasya
Iti Vyavasitam Tasya
Vyavasaya Surottamau
Vyavasaya Surottamau
Darshayana Sutur Devin
Darshayana Sutur Devin
Puroyane Nagachchitim
Puroyane
Nagachchitim
Iti
Thus Vyavasitam contemplation.
Contemplation.
Tasya.
Tasya.
Of Dhruva.
Of Dhruva.
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 Vyavasaya.
Vyavasaya.
Understanding.
Understanding.
Panya.
Panya.
Sura Uttamau.
Sura Uttamau.
The two chief associates.
The two chief associates.
Darshyam Asatu
showed to him
Devim exalted
Suniti
Pura
before
Yanena,
by airplane,
Gachchitim,
going forward.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The great associates of Vaikuntha Loka, Nanda and Sunanda, could understand the mind of Dhruva Maharaj, and thus they showed him that his mother, Suniti, was going forward in another plane. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Yeah. This incident proves that the Siksha or Diksha Guru, who has a disciple who strongly executes devotional service, like Dhruva Maharaj, can be carried by the disciple, even though the instructor is not as advanced. Although Suniti was an instructor to Dhruva Maharaj, she could not go to the forest because she was a woman, nor could she execute austerities and penances as Dhruva Maharaj did. Still, Dhruva Maharaj was able to take his mother with him. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj also delivered his atheistic father, Hiranyakashipu. Conclusion is that a disciple or an offspring who is a very strong devotee can carry with him to Vaikuntha Loka either his father, mother, or a siksha or diksha guru. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, "If I could perfectly deliver even one soul back to home, back to Godhead, I would think my mission, propagating Krishna consciousness, to be successful." The Krishna consciousness movement is spreading now all over the world, and sometimes I think that even though I am crippled in many ways, if one of my disciples becomes as strong as Dhruva Maharaj, then he will be able to carry me with him to Vaikuntha Loka.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakvamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Shcha. So this is a continuation from yesterday's verse. This is the following verse from yesterday's class. This is one of the most amazing examples of Srila Prabhupada's humility. That he is saying that I'm thinking that I'm very crippled, so one of my disciples, if he becomes as strong as Dhruva Maharaj, then he can carry me with him to Vaikuntha Loka. I often mention this point when somebody has a guru who fell down, you see.
Я часто упоминаю случаи, когда чей-либо
The disciple can become stronger than the spiritual master. And take his guru back to Godhead. So, the spiritual master was very kind. He gave the disciple Krishna consciousness. He gave him the seed of bhakti and thus saved him from the cycle of birth and death. But sometimes we see a spiritual master may fall into difficulty and then his disciple can save him. This is one lesson that can be derived from this purpose. Another point is this. The title Devim or Devi means exalted sanity. Exalted sanity. So Prabhupada has made this standard for all the ladies. They are Devi. Vishnu Priya Devi Dasi. They are all Devi. So here we see Prabhupada is defining Devi as exalted.
Поэтому Прабхупада здесь говорит Деви, упоминает ее как
возлюбленную. So this is an means that the ladies are exalted devotees.
Это значит, что женщина и
очень. They are devis, they are goddesses. So, the most amazing quality of this verse is the humility of the spiritual master.
И самое удивительное, поразительное качество здесь описано – это смирение духовного учителя.
Actually, the spiritual master does not feel that he's qualified to take the post of spiritual master.
На самом деле, духовный учитель даже не чувствует себя квалифицированным забрать кого-то в духовный мир.
Srila Prabhupada, when he was first offered a very big Vyasasana in Los Angeles, he started crying. He said, "I am not worthy to sit on this. But I am simply doing so on behalf of my Guru Maharaj." So that is actually the qualification of the spiritual master. He does not think, "Oh, I am such a great Vaishnava, I will deliver all these disciples." He feels himself incompetent, unqualified person. But he accepts the responsibility on the instruction of his spiritual master.
Но поскольку он принимает духовного учителя и его наставления, он принимает также ответственность.
Fully depending on the mercy of his spiritual master to be able to successfully execute his duty as spiritual master.
Полностью завися от наставления духовного учителя, человек становится успешным в исполнении миссии духовного учителя.
The charlatan gurus, they're very proud, you see. The bogus gurus, they're very proud.
Ложные гуру, лже-гуру очень горды собой.
They think they are very great. They declare themselves their God. But the bona fide spiritual master, he never thinks that he is God. He never even thinks that he is qualified to be a spiritual master. So such a person who has no, who is completely free from false pride and false ego, that is the person who is empowered by Krishna to deliver us from the cycle of birth and death.
Именно и только они уполномочены Кришной освобождать нас из цикла рождения и смерти.
Because he can, Krishna can act purely through that person, because there's nothing in the way to block Krishna from acting through him.
Поскольку сам Кришна может непосредственно чисто действовать через этого преданного, нет ничего в его сердце, что могло бы препятствовать Кришне.
He's a clear channel for Krishna to act through him.
Это совершенно чистый канал.
Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravartana. Unless one is empowered by Krishna, he cannot, with Krishna Shakti, he cannot spread this Krishna conscious movement all over the world. So that is the position of a bona fide spiritual master. Because he is completely humble, therefore Krishna can fully act through him. His, the potency of Krishna can very powerfully act through, the, through that person. So if we can get the shelter of such a bona fide spiritual master, that is the greatest good fortune. So if we have that good fortune, we should take advantage of it.
И поскольку у нас есть эта удача, мы должны ею воспользоваться.
Брахманда брамите конна бхагьяван жив гуру кришна прасадай пай бхакти лата бидж. If after wandering through millions and millions of forms of life through the upper and lower planets,
путешествуя по миллионам и миллионам форм жизни на низших и высших планетах,
one comes in contact with a bona fide spiritual master and receives the seed of bhakti within the heart, then that is the most fortunate thing. There is no greater good fortune. So if we have that good fortune, we should take full advantage. We should take shelter of such a bona fide spiritual master. We should become initiated by such a bona fide spiritual master. And we should dedicate our lives completely to following his instructions. Because that will guarantee our going back to home, back to Godhead. This is the great teaching revealed to us by Srila
Prabhupada.
Now if we will take full advantage of the mercy of
Prabhupada,
our lives will become completely successful. We'll be living in Krishna Loka at every minute. Even while we're here in Sabaka Loka, this material world, the land of the dogs, you see, we can be in Vaikuntha Loka. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
So Prabhupada has taken such a humble position. He's saying that I'm a cripple and I wish that one of my disciples can carry me. So I'm thinking, and you mentioned that when the spiritual master falls down, so a disciple can carry him back to home, back to Godhead. So my question would be this, that so when the spiritual master falls, then the disciple should not think anything bad about it.
Вопрос Матаджи следующий. Прабхупада занял такое смиренное положение. Он сказал, что если кто-нибудь из моих учеников достигнет совершенства, он сможет забрать меня на Вайкунтхе. Но вы также упомянули, что некоторые гуру иногда падают. И должен ли ученик думать что-то плохое о своем учителе? Или что он должен думать?
Well, the spiritual master... Well, we can see an example of Balin Maharaj when his spiritual master fell by the wayside. What did he do? That's there also. Yeah, it's a great tragedy if a spiritual master falls by the wayside and fails to execute his duties properly. It's a great tragedy. Of course one should feel bad about it.
So, like criticize the spiritual and find fault and things like that. Is that right?
If someone is, one has to definitely see this is wrong. If someone gives up Krishna consciousness, one should definitely see this is something wrong that was done. One has to see the fault.
Нет нужды искать недостатки в ком-либо, и тем более духовном учителе, но мы должны определенно четко видеть, что действительно кто-то имеет недостатки или пал.
Even though a devotee is not meant to be a fault finder, he must see faults when they are there.
Даже если преданный не является,
because we are meant,
который ищет недостатки, но тем не менее видеть он их обязан, должен.
We have to know what is the proper standard and what is the improper standard.
Должны очень четко понимать, в чем заключается.
If you can't tell the difference, then you will do the. If you cannot tell the difference between the proper standard and the improper standard, then you may do the wrong thing.
Должны видеть разницу между правильными стандартами и неправильными, чтобы знать, что правильно, что неправильно.
Saying to see the fault, to be compassionate to him, compassionate that he has done wrong and like that, or
of course,
like a fly.
Oh no, there must be compassion.
Мы должны быть сострадательны, Матаджи говорит, к тем, кто что-то делает не так. Либо мы должны, как муха, искать эту всякую грязь и недостатки.
If there's no compassion, you are not a Vaishnava.
Нет, мы должны быть сострадательны. Мы не должны искать недостатки. Если нет сострадания, нет и Вайшнава.
A Vaishnava, he is an ocean of mercy.
А Вайшнава – это целый океан милости.
He feels compassion upon everyone who is suffering in this material existence.
И он чувствует сострадание к любому, кто страдает в этом материальном мире.
Therefore, Vaishnava dedicates himself to delivering the whole world back to home, back to Godhead. That is Vaishnava. Any other questions?
About the question about other sampradayas.
Okay.
Chaitanya Sarasvata Math, Gaur Govinda Swami.
What is it?
About Sarasvata Math, the question.
Sarasvata
Math.
Yeah,
what is that Sarasvata Math?
One of the Gaudiya Maths.
The other, in Gaudiya Math?
Yes, one of the Gaudiya Maths.
Ah, the other Math. The Prabhupada, of all the disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, there was only one disciple who fully embodied the Shakti of Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. The other God brothers, they were all more or less, all of them were deviated, actually. Only Srila Prabhupada, our founder Acharya, was able to fully carry forward the mission of Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. So these other moths, they're like glowworms compared to the brilliant sun of ISKCON. Glowworm? Some insignificant worm that... There's some worm that glows in the dark, you see. That's called glowworm. So, how much brilliance, how much illumination a glowworm can produce compared to the sun? Srila Prabhupada is like the sun, and these others, they are like glowworms. So therefore, these other matthi are not very important. We offer respects to them because they are Vaishnavas. We have no interest to read their books or to go hear from their gurus because they don't have the Shakti that's here in ISKCON.
Их книг, которые они пишут, или посещениями храма, поскольку они не имеют шакти, бхакти сиддханты сарасвати.
Prabhupada and ISKCON have the shakti to make the whole world Krishna conscious.
Prabhupada имеет шакти и ISKCON также весь мир сделать сознающими Кришну.
These other institutions, they do not have that shakti.
Другие организации не имеют такого шакти.
Only ISKCON has the shakti for making the whole world Krishna conscious.
Только ISKCON имеет такое шакти, чтобы весь мир сделать сознающим Кришну.
And in terms of one's own personal purification, ISKCON has the most powerful shakti for purifying the heart. And bringing one quickly to Shuddha Bhakti. Everyone can move up a little bit. So other people, one more person is coming, so we have to make space. Come on. There's another person here. They need room also to come in. I saw them in the hall. They were coming soon. So, next question.
Enmity
means ill will.
Враждебность означает плохие чувства.
Like the word enemy, enmity.
К примеру, слово враг.
An enemy is that person towards whom I have enmity.
То есть враг, враждебность это враг это тот, кому мы хотим обратить свои плохие намерения.
Next question.
Следующий вопрос.
А?
Мы могли принимать духовную учителя в прошлых жизнях? Мы могли уже или принять духовного учителя в прошлых жизнях? Как это вот на эту жизнь отражается?
We are accepting are we accepting the spiritual master just in this lifetime, or it was happened maybe in the last time?
The last?
Whether the spiritual master, they have last lifetime, or is it in the previous?
Is your present guru? You're also your guru in your previous life. That's what you're asking.
Вопрос в том, что является ли гуру, который сейчас вы наблюдаете, и гуру вашей прошлой жизни. В этом заключался вопрос.
Sometimes that happens.
Иногда такое бывает.
Because the spiritual master, he has to take birth after birth to save his disciples.
Поскольку учитель жизнь за жизнь может принимать рождение, чтобы спасти своих учеников.
They don't go back to Godhead. He has to take birth again to save them.
Если они не возвращаются обратно к Богу, он приходит, чтобы спасти их.
So sometimes it does happen that my guru now is my guru from a previous lifetime also.
Это то, что случилось со мной. Мой гуру, он мой гуру с прошлой жизни.
But you must be very serious now. You're becoming my disciple, you see. You have to be very serious to become completely pure devotee. So you do not force me to take birth again to save you. When I give you diksha, then it's a contract that I have to take birth after birth to save you if necessary.
Посвящение, это значит контракт, который подписываем, чтобы спасти вас.
I have to come down and be packed up in a mother's womb just so I can save you, you see.
Спасти в этой жизни. И мне
so please don't trouble me.
И не нужно было рождаться через новое, выходить из нового чрева, чтобы спасти.
You must become completely pure devotee.
Станьте полностью чистой преданной.
In this lifetime.
В этой жизни. Не причиняйте мне страдания.
Other question? Well, I guess we can head for the border then. Oh, okay.
One question. All right. About the song.
Dream.
About the dream. How to overcome the sleeping. This dream.
Sleepiness.
Sleepiness. Arjuna called.
You can take Buddha, extra. Buddha you can Kesha. Take more rest. If you take it, sometimes you may need some more rest.
Я спросил, как победить сон. Махарадж говорит, нужно отдыхать иногда хотя бы.
Just like if someone's going to drive the car, they should take a good rest before they drive, you see.
Дополнительно отдыхать. Если кто-то далеко едет, как водитель, например, в дороге, ему нужно перед этим...
Too many devotees have been killed in traffic accidents, you see.
Попадают в аварию, погибают преданные.
Because they fell asleep at the wheel.
Потому что засыпают за рулем.
So I hope today you are well rested. You're driving us to the border. You look well rested.
Отдохнул хорошо сегодня перед поездкой до границы.
I hope you're well rested.
Выглядишь нормально, думаю, что отдохнул.
Any other question?
Еще вопросы другие.
So I guess we leave for the border now, or does someone have some more questions? We can stay a little longer.
Ну, если кто-нибудь задаст еще хоть один вопросик, чуть-чуть останемся здесь. Милость прольем на нас милость прольет. Если нет, сейчас будем уже тогда собираться, не уезжать.
В грехах живут дома, как постепенно вот повышать стандарты, как медитировать надо.
Как постепенно повышать стандарты грехастов.
He asks how gradually to increase the standards for grihasthas.
Why gradually?
How?
Why do it gradually? Why not do it? Why should we gradually increase the standard?
He asks how gradually?
You become an ideal example. See, by wearing dhoti, for example. By rising early, by 4 in the morning. Just like I see that actually there can be, you should get arti paraphernalia. When you should rise early, you have your panchatattva, you see. You should offer the arti, the incense, the ghee lamps, the flour, the water, handkerchief. chamara. There should be nice arti also. Singing Gravastakam. And the most important principle for a householder is no illicit sex. You must not indulge in sex life except for producing Krishna conscious children. It is called grihastha brahmachari. And it is very difficult for householders, but for some households it is not difficult. For some households it's a very easy thing. Brahmachari. Because they're getting taste from Krishna Bhakti. Yan maitanadi grihamedi sukham mitucham. You see? That which is the number one pleasure for the materialistic householders, namely sexual intercourse, it is regarded by great transcendentalists as simply insignificant, 10th class pleasure.
Наслаждение номер один для материалиста – это наслаждение сексом, но продвинутые трансценденталисты говорят, что это просто подобное
испытание. If all you have ever eaten in your whole life is stool, then you will think stool is very nice.
Если всю жизнь человек ест испражнения, думает, замечательная вещь эти испражнения.
So this illicit sex life, it is stool, you see.
Незаконный секс – это подобно…
It's like eating stool.
Это подобно тому, как человек ест стул.
So if all you know is stool, then you'll think stool is very delicious.
Если кто-то все время ест испражнения, думает, как они вкусные, эти испражнения.
But if I give you some homemade strawberry ice cream, you see.
Но если ему дадут клубничное мороженое…
Then you will think, oh, this is so delicious.
Тогда может сравнить…
I will just eat strawberry ice cream now. I will not eat stool anymore. So this illicit sex life, it is simply stool eating business. And this Krishna Bhakti is the sweetest, most delicious ice cream. I was just in our Viga temple. Viga Iskan temple. The devotees, they made homemade strawberry ice cream. And it was so delicious. So this Krishna Bhakti, it is like strawberry ice cream. And this illicit sex life, it is simply stool. So you have to increase your taste for chanting and hearing, that's all.
Стремление к слушанию и повторению.
You have to increase your attachment to your Guru Maharaj.
Увеличить привязанность к вашему Гуру Махараджу.
And to the Vaishnavas.
И к Вайшнавам.
So in this way you can easily give up these nasty habits.
Вот так вы сможете избавиться от этой ужасной привычки.
And constantly be swimming in an ocean of bliss.
И постоянно плавать в океане блаженства.
I'm not the body, right?
Я же не тело, правильно?
So you have to come off the bodily platform. You don't need bodily pleasure to be happy. You simply take enough bodily pleasure to keep your body fit, that's all. You don't need bodily pleasure to be happy. The more you are dependent on bodily pleasure, the more you become unhappy, actually.
Тем больше мы будем страдать. Действительно.
That's the fact. The more you become dependent on bodily pleasure, the more you'll be unhappy. I guarantee that.
Факт. Чем больше мы зависим от телесных наслаждений, тем больше мы несчастны.
And the more you can simply take pleasure in Krishna Bhakti,
и чем больше мы сможем получать наслаждение от Кришна Бхакти,
you will get unlimited rasa.
Тем больше мы сможем получать безграничную расу.
So these are some pointers.
Вот в этом-то и вся суть.
Rise early and be pure.
Вставайте рано утром и будьте чисты.
In a spiritual life, one needs the association of another devotee.
нужно общение с другими преданными.
So that Krishna, practicing Krishna consciousness becomes easy.
И тогда практика сознания Кришны станет
легче. So why in the household life, when the two devotees are together, it becomes difficult?
И почему же в жизни домохозяина, когда двое собираются преданными, жизнь сложнее становится?
It doesn't have to be difficult.
Не должно быть так, что будет сложность какая-то.
It can become easy also in the household life.
Жизнь домохозяина должна становиться легче на самом деле.
If they are dedicated to serving the order of the spiritual master, then it becomes easy.
Если они посвящают свою жизнь духовному учителю, конечно, тогда же.
But if we neglect the order of the spiritual master,
если они начинают пренебрегать наставлениями духовного учителя,
then it becomes hell.
Все превращается в ад кромешный.
So do not neglect the order of the spiritual master.
Не пренебрегайте, не отвергайте наставления учителя.
Why they are called, they are in Maya?
What Maya?
Huh?
Why the householders are called, they are in Maya?
Почему?
Why they said they are in Maya?
Клеймо ставят, вы в Maya.
Prabhupada says that's their position.
Hmm. Well, householder means he's entangled in bodily activities.
Считается, что домохозяева они погружены в телесную деятельность всякую.
But he doesn't have to be.
No, have to be. Но так не должно.
If he becomes actual grihastha like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then here is no entanglement.
Если человек станет реальным настоящим грихасткой, как Бхактивинода Тхакур, то никаких не будет ни осквернений, никаких не будет.
But if he becomes grihamedhi.
Но если человек становится грихамедхи.
Like that one, what was his name in the Bhagavatam? The one who,
Ajamil.
Ajamil is an example. Yes, very good example. Ajamil. Yes, very good
example.
Any other questions?
Ajamil, он повторял имя Нараяны, да? Назвал своего сына. Можно переводить по чуть-чуть.
Аджамила called his son by the name Narayan.
Mm. Вот. That's right.
Повторяем махамантру Хари Кришна.
We are chanting Hare Krishna mantra.
Mm-hmm.
У Аджамилы была привязанность к своему сыну, но любовная привязанность.
Аджамила had the attraction, привязанность.
To his son.
Да, и это получается привязанность как бы автоматически перешла на имя святое имя Господа.
Does it mean that this attraction automatically go to the name Narayana? Does it mean that the attraction to the son?
Not necessarily.
Through the name comes to the attraction.
Actually, we identify people with their name. That's a fact.
Не обязательно. Конечно, мы отождествляем разных людей с их именами.
That is a fact.
Это так.
We think of some person, their name, in our mind, the name and the person are very, we relate to the person in terms of the name. We consider the name to be the person.
В нашем уме мы очень тесно связываем личность какую-то с его именем. Для нас это отождествляется.
Even though in the material world they're really not the person, because then the name can be changed. In material life, the person and the name are actually different.
Но в материальной жизни, в реальности, такова, что личность и имя это разные вещи.
We think them very much. We identify them very much as being the same. That is our tendency.
Поскольку мы думаем, отождествляем их друг с другом, имя и личность, мы поэтому ошибаемся.
Можно еще? Прошу. Да. Извиняюсь, вот я слышал, что повторяя Махари Кришна мантру.
I heard that by chanting Hare Krishna mantra,
нужно думать о значении, ну то есть медитировать на значение.
We must meditate on the
meaning of Hare mantra.
We must meditate on the meaning of the Hare name.
И я хотел узнать, что такое Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Там говорится, что это звательный падеж.
I want to know what does it mean, Hare, word Hare.
Hare means the energy of God.
Hare – это духовная энергия Господа.
It is the vocative form of Hara.
Это призывательный или звательный падеж формы
Mother Hara.
Hara.
The Krishna is the father and Hara is the mother, the energy. Specifically, that Hara is Srimati Radharani. So when you're chanting Hare, you're saying, "Oh, Mother Radharani, please engage me in your service."
Singing Hara Hara Mahadev.
That grammatically, is there a difference between Hara? What is it, Hara and Hara? Mm-hmm. Hara and Hara.
Hara, Hara.
Mother Hara.
Mother Hara and Hara is different.
Different word.
Yeah,
different word.
Hara, это разные имена.
To his question, he says, who said that you have to meditate on the meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra while chanting the Hare Krishna mantra?
Вы задавали вопрос, и вам спрашивают. Вы задавали вопрос, и кто сказал вам, что нужно медитировать?
Шишан Мумараш в книге.
Кто сказал вам, что нужно медитировать на значение святого имени?
But Prabhupada said that you hear the sound vibration of Hare Krishna mantra.
Actually, both things are there. Are true. Both things. We should know the meaning.
We should know the meaning, but while chanting, you have to meditate on the meaning.
Но Матаджи говорит, не только просто знать философские значения, но мы должны ли медитировать на это во время повторения?
The focus is to actually focus on the sound vibration.
Но на самом деле наше внимание все должно быть сосредоточено.
When you're actually chanting your japa, you should be thinking of the, you should just focus on the sound vibration. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because Krishna is manifest in the form of the Hare Krishna mantra.
Krishna проявляется в самой форме Hare Krishna mantra, поэтому повторяя ее, вы должны сосредоточиться на звуке.
Krishna is personally present in the form of the Hare Krishna mantra.
Krishna лично присутствует в этой форме Hare Krishna mantra.
So just like you, we are associating, you and me right now, you see. So you're trying to hear what I'm saying, you're trying to be attentive, pay attention to me, you see. So that you get the maximum benefit of my association. So when you chant Hare Krishna, you're directly associating with Krishna. So you should pay attention to the sound of the name because that is Krishna.
Очень внимательным к самому имени Кришна, поскольку это и есть Кришна.
So the main focus is deeply absorb yourself in the sound vibration. That's where your consciousness should be, in the sound vibration of the name.
Все должно быть сосредоточено на звуковой вибрации полностью, целиком.
Next question.
В Москве как-то вот на Сухареве был фестиваль, и Гопал Кришна Госвами объяснял, в общем, значение каждого имени Махамантры Хари Кришна.
There was a festival in Moscow, and Gopal Krishna Goswami, he explained the meaning of Hari Krishna Mahamantra.
Но я, к сожалению, не запомнил.
I'm not remember it.
Yeah.
Он как-то объяснял вот, каждое значение, в общем,
каждое
имя
в Махамантре
значение.
So what is the question?
The of
yes, as I explain, Hare is we are praying to Mother Radharani, Hara, in the Vakari form is Hare. Oh Mother, oh Radharani, oh Krishna, please engage me in your pure devotional service.
Hare, мы взываем к матери Радхарани. Это звательная форма. Слово хара. Мы взываем, просим, займи нас, пожалуйста, служением.
We're begging to be engaged in devotional service.
Мы умоляем ее дать нам преданное служение.
Simple thing.
Очень простая вещь.
Mm-hmm. Begging for bhakti.
Молиться, умолять о бхакти.
And do you think if you beg for bhakti that Krishna will ignore your prayer?
Или вы думаете, что если вы молитесь о бхакти, Кришна вас проигнорирует?
If you're begging Krishna for bhakti, he will give you bhakti.
Если умоляем о бхакти, то, конечно же, он даст это бхакти.
You must simply chant sincerely, that's all.
Вы просто должны искренне повторять это все.
Inasmuch as you can chant with sincerity, to that extent Krishna will bless you with bhakti.
И насколько вы будете искренне повторять, настолько ровно Кришна даст вам бхакти.
Так вот, необходимость, как бы, появилась, вот, ну, книги про упаду, вот как вот человек достать, вот, где можно?
We need some Prabhupada's book for distribution, how to find it, how to receive it. We have no books for this book distribution.
You need to order them from the Russian BBT, that's all.
Нужно просто в русский BBT обратиться и...
You contact Russian BBT, send your money and get your books.
Проблемы решатся, когда мы им пошлем письмо, свяжемся, деньги пошлем, и они нам вышлют книги.
Здесь просто граница Литва, и тут проблема с транспортировкой.
We have too much borders. There is the problem.
Then you have to work hard to get them.
Но вам нужно и поработать над этим, чтобы
Krishna will help you.
Кришна поможет.
I know the borders in Russia are not very friendly borders.
Я знаю, что не лучшие из границ эти русские.
But they're getting more friendly now.
Но скоро они станут более дружественными.
Some new laws been passed to make the borders more
вышел новый закон
passable.
О том, как упростить прохождение границ.
But many devotees go visiting here and there. They can bring few books, just like when we don't have Hindi in Bhagavad Gita, and when the devotees come from America to India, they bring 5-10 books with them. So if all the devotees can bring 5-10 books with them, then there is some books.
Преданные путешествуют, как правило, туда-сюда, повсюду, поэтому каждый из них может взять пару книг и привезти сюда, в Калининград, например. Как в Америке, например, Маджи говорит, там нет книг на хинди, не печатают, а читать многим хочется на хинди. И вот преданные едут из Индии и везут по 10, там, поскольку кто может, и появляется как раз много книг в Америке на хинди.
Мы раньше брали в Литве книги. Как сейчас? Может, в Литве можно?
It's a technical question.
Yeah, what is it? Actually, for how to get the books in, you just ask the Russian BBT. They'll answer that question. They know. If you want to know how to get the books into Oblast, you ask the Russian BBT. They can tell you.
Actually, he has another question about our past. In the past, the Kaliningrad devotees took books from Lithuania BBT, from Lithuania Kaunas temple, Vilnius temple, and now, no.
Why not? Their books are in Russian?
Now Lithuania is another country, not Soviet Union.
Right.
Therefore,
they used to have Russian books then.
They still have some.
Actually, previously they using Russian books also in Lithuania.
Yeah.
Therefore, we.
So why don't you get books from Lithuania then?
Lithuania is out.
Out where?
No Bhagavad Gita.
Они сами с BBT связываются с нашим, поэтому надо в Москву обращаться и напрямую получать книги. Да.
You just have to find that. You can hire some customs aid. There are customs experts that you can hire. You pay them some fee, customs agents, for their private businessmen. They help you to get things cross borders. You can hire one of them and he will help you to get it across the border. A professional, I don't know what they call them here. We ordered an altar from India. And there's some all kinds of red tape to get it off the ship and into the U.S. But we hired some man who helped us do that red tape. Red tape means all the paperwork.
Legal work.
You hire some professional man who helps. There must be some men here who charge some fee to help you import things. The legal aspect of importing thing. You can hire one agent, import agent. And he will help you get the books. And just some karmi agent. You pay him some money, import agent.
Служба какая-то.
He will know how to do all the proper government forms to get the import done. That's
all. Занимается импортом или ввозом.
Hire an import agent.
Нужно к ним обратиться, они дадут стандартную форму, по которой нужно ее заполнить, и можно легально ввести законным основанием этот груз, чтобы не было проблем.
Then should we bring some books next time in our suitcase for them from Lithuania? No, we can't bring that many, you know.
But Lithuania doesn't have Bhagavad Gitas. They are also
Lithuania is sold out of Bhagavad Gitas. They don't have Gitas.
Bhagavad Gita все в Литве проданы. Все продали. Распространили, короче, все книги в Литве. Нет там Bhagavad Gita больше.
There needs to be Bhagavad Gitas. That's one of my favorite book.
Моя любимая книга Бхагавад Гита. И Бхагаватам тоже нет, мы можем говорить.
Okay, this gentleman here has been holding his hand up. He has a question. I hope it's not about UFOs again, but
есть вопрос.
What is your question?
И о чем вопрос?
Ну, он меня волнует тоже. Это вопрос. Позавчера вы сказали, что когда оскорбляют или обижают преданного, нужно прийти в ярость. Верно?
You said that on the lectures yesterday, you said that if somebody offends a devotee,
mm-hmm.
You must be angry.
That's right. Angry like fire.
Так и есть, нужно быть гневным, подобно как огонь.
Я к чему-то спрашиваю. У меня просто профессия такая. Я люблю ее, не буду менять. Просто она связана с применением оружия и физической силы. Вот. И если человек хочет быть преданным и сохранять, тем не менее, ну, свою манеру зарабатывания хлеба, то есть иногда приходится действовать, не думая. Не является ли это преступлением против Кришны, против человечества? Профессия.
Охрана.
Actually, I'm bodyguard. My profession is bodyguard.
Oh, very good. I'm happy to have a bodyguard here.
I related with the guns and self-defensing.
You're trained in self-defense. Very good.
Can I use this force in my job or not?
Use what force?
No, can he use his profession as job if somebody criticizes the devotees?
Can you use this in Krishna's service, this bodyguard propensity?
No.
He said yes. What are you saying?
He's saying his question was that if somebody criticizes the devotees, one should get angry. So now at his job, he has a bodyguard profession and he guards something. And there, at the workplace, if someone criticizes the devotees, then should he get angry?
Oh, at work. They're criticizing devotees at your job?
Кто-то на вашей работе там критикует преданных или нет?
Бывает такое.
Sometimes happen.
Я очень вспыльчивый, я не люблю таких вещей.
Well, I don't advise that you should start hitting them. Because then you will lose your job.
Should or not should?
No.
Should not.
Не надо.
Do not hit them.
С ними там воевать, поскольку работу потеряете. А стрелять не надо никого, поскольку с работы точно уволят.
But in your heart you should feel very very bad, very angry about that and see. But if someone is criticizing devotees, you simply have to avoid their association, that's all.
Но в своем сердце нужно просто гневаться и очень сильно, но...
In your job, what you can do? You have to try to avoid them as much as possible.
Но постараться избегать общения с такими личностями как можно больше.
And if someone starts criticizing the devotees, you have to try to change the subject so they don't do that. That's all.
Если кто-то начинает критиковать преданных, меняйте сразу тему для разговоров.
If you can say something to make them stop, then that's very good.
Но если вы можете им сказать что-то, что остановит их, тоже это неплохо.
But it's better to try if you make an external show of anger, that may be a problem.
Но если вы начнете проявлять внешнюю силу, то могут возникнуть проблемы.
A devotee is never overwhelmed by anger.
В действительности преданного никогда нельзя победить гневом.
He uses anger as a tool in Krishna's service.
преданный гнев никогда не побеждает и не переполняет преданность.
He uses anger as a tool in Krishna's service.
Но его использовать можно только в служении Кришне.
So you have to be careful in such a situation.
Поэтому вам нужно быть в таких ситуациях очень осторожным.
Any other questions?
Другие вопросы.
So Mataji is wanting to end it now. It's now 7:30. Any one last question? If not, we'll stop. Oh, so there could be darshans or something like that?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll end the class here. And if anybody wants a darshan, we can have darshan.
Если кто-то хочет личный получить даршан, вопросы задать, пожалуйста, можно задать вопросы.
Грандарад Шримад Бхагаватам ки джай, Шрила Прабхупада ки джай.
His grace Sankarshan Maharaja ki jai, Mataji Vishnu Priya ki jai.